I would like to give them from 0 to 10, and 10 is the best. I would like to give a 5.
Wow, that's like 50%.
Exactly.
Why do you say that?
I say 50% because I believe with all of my countrymen, we are very pleased and happy that we were freed from the Bongo regime. I fought 14 years since 2009, so Ali Bongo will no longer be in power. We have accomplished that. But for the rest of what's going on, I'm not that pleased because I believe that the promises that he had made to the Gabonese people, most of them have not been fulfilled.
What are some of the promises?
I'm referring specifically on economic, for example. More than 40% of my countrymen still in poverty, and I believe that their life have not changed since Ali Bongo is gone. Gabon has one of the highest income per capita in Central West Africa, but yet the poverty in the country is too high. And so I was hoping that he will have done things that will elevate the life of the Gabonese people.
But can it be said that it's just 1 year in power that you need to give them time to do more?
It's true that the president of the transition, he has done something. But the problem with what he has done something that I would call is sporadic. In other words, there's some families, there's some people who are very close to him who probably have their life enhanced, have their life bettered. That I can understand. But I believe that a president of a country should be able to take care of all the citizens of the country. That's why I'm giving him 5 out of 10. As a whole, the life of the majority of my countrymen has not changed.
The military government has promised to hold elections in August 2025. In fact, a draft constitution was presented to the transitional president. What stands out to you the most about the draft constitution?
Well, the Gabonese people will have a referendum coming up pretty soon, I believe before the end of this year. The problem with it is that the majority of my countrymen are not really aware of what's in that new draft constitution of Gabon. And I think that that's a real problem. The few things that we know, because, for example, they want the president to have a 7-year term, and it's renewable once, which sounds good, but for me it's dangerous. Why? Because we have the potential of a president being in power for 14 years. And I believe strongly in my heart that this is too much, because Gabon has a history of men coming in power and staying in power. That's how the Bongo succeeded in being more than 55 years in power. Now, they are inviting the Gabonese people to vote yes. But the problem is that, for me, they need to explain more what is in that new constitution.
I noticed also in the article I read that the new constitution will grant amnesty to members of the military. What can you say about this issue of amnesty for the military?
I'm very disappointed with this because, for me, they're exempting the military because the military is the tool that the Bongo use in order to oppress the Gabonese people. With that particular statement in the Constitution right now, those men and those women, those parents, those brothers and sisters, husband and wife, will never know what had happened to their loved ones simply because they are being forgiven. And I think that's very dangerous, because what we need in Gabon is not amnesty, but what we need is justice. I believe that the army should not be exempt.
Of course, you said that the referendum is yet to come, but does this draft constitution say anything about whether the military or anyone in the military government right now can run for president?
No, it doesn't say that specifically. I personally believe that president of the transition, Oligui Nguema, will have to become a civilian, because there is enough pressure in the international community to give the power back to a civilian. So I think that he has no choice. If he really wants to become the president of Gabon and he wants to be elected, he will have to relinquish his position as a military person.